Big series in Seattle Monday for a pair of wildcard hopefuls. Tim Beckham of the Orioles, he's ready to go because he attacks the first pitch of the night.
Formerly with the Tampa Bay Rays, here's the windup of the first pitch. Fastball swing and a fly ball into deep right field. Gamble going back to the warning track, looking up. Goodbye baseball. Tim Beckham with a leadoff home run on the very first pitch from Giovanni Gallardo. Opposite field home run. Just like that, the Birds lead it 1-0. Gallardo, the stretch, and the 2-0 pitch swung on, fly ball left field. Backing up is Heredia to the warning track. Reaches up, and he can't get to it. Beyond the reach of Heredia, up against the wall, rounding third, Trumbull. He's going to score. The throw to the plate, not in time. And in its second goes Chris Davis with a double. And just like that, the Orioles have a 2-1 lead. And the 1-2 to Machado, swinging a drive deep to left field. Going and going, and this one is in the upper deck. A grand slam home run from Manny Machado. And the Orioles have jumped out to a 7-1 lead here in the top of the second for Machado, his 23rd home run of the year. It comes with Smith, Joseph, and Beckham aboard. That was something. Here's the stretch and the 3-0 pitch. Smith swinging, sends a high fly ball deep to right field. Going and going, and this one is gone. Goodbye baseball. Seth Smith on a 3-0 pitch hits a 2-run home run with Chris Davis aboard. And the Orioles now lead it by a score of 10-1 here in the top of the fifth inning.
Swing and a miss, and Cruz goes down swinging. Here's the 3-2 to Espinosa. Swing and a miss. Blows it by him at 95. That completes quite an effort from Kevin Gausman, the Baltimore starter. He goes 7, allowing just 2 runs.
The Orioles are now 2 games back of second place in the AL wildcard following an 11-3 victory over the Mariners. Chris Davis with his first 3-hit game since May 16th. The O's hit 4 home runs and collect 16 hits. The Mariners give up 4 home runs and 16 hits to the Orioles as they lose 11-3 at Safeco Field in the series opener. After the game, here's Seattle manager Scott Servais.
No, I don't think this is this is a different situation. I think when we were at at the end of May over in Boston. Obviously, we have not played well here the last 5 games at home for a number of different reasons, but. Tonight's ball game. We had a chance to get on their starter early in the first. We got one. Probably, that's when the starters are vulnerable. As early in the game, we couldn't really tack on there, and then they put the big number up on Gallardo there in the second inning, and the game kind of got out of hand after that. But I don't feel like we're in the same situation. We do need to get it turned around here on the mound to keep us in some games. And offensively, it's tough. You get behind in a game early like that, but you got to keep grinding and trying to put something together and put a rally together. We haven't done a ton offensively on this homestand, and that certainly needs to pick up, for us to get back on the winning track. I look where we're at right now and where we were at 5 days ago or 6 days ago. It's like, wow, you can't believe it's the same club. But it is baseball, and it will turn around. We'll get it going back in the right direction, but it needs to start happening here pretty soon.
What are some of the things earlier in the season when you ran into kind of an offensive slump like that got it turned around?
Well, I think, offense can be contagious, just like pitching can be, Shannon. And I think, we got it going, earlier. It was back to, controlling strike zone, grinding at bats out. You just keep the line moving. We'll have different guys have good nights here or there, but just consistency up and down the lineup, that's what it takes. They put big numbers up against us tonight because they hit, through their lineup. It wasn't just one guy who did all the damage tonight. And that's how we're built. That's all good clubs are built. It's got to be from top to bottom. Guys chipping in. You're not going to do it every night, but, it takes a collective group. And controlling the strike zone, getting back to doing that, is what it's going to take. Ryan, I thought Giovanni tonight was probably trying to, I'm sure he was fired up a little bit. That's the club he played against last year. I thought his stuff was probably as hard and good a fastball or velocity-wise as we've seen in a while, but sometimes overthrowing and seeing that velocity jump up like that. So we saw a lot of hard stuff. Didn't see the back and forth with the curveball and the changeup. It was predominantly all hard, and they got on it. They obviously know him very well. He wanted to show better, but sometimes you get a little too juiced up, and the ball starts getting up and going in bad places instead of locating, on certain parts of the strike zone.
Tuesday's pitching matchup has Wade Miley throwing for Baltimore against Andrew Albers of Seattle.